You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
When it's flu season and everyone's sneezing all around us, what do we think of most? I want to avoid these germs. I don't want to get sick. So what do we do? Everywhere around nowadays, we see hand sanitizers in the bathrooms, in the restaurants. These hand sanitizers promise to get rid of 90% of our germs on our hands. But have you ever thought about them and how really what's in it and how safe are they? What are they made of? Now, my next guest here is here to discuss how we shouldn't rely on these hand sanitizers as much as we do. And perhaps some of these germs that we are getting rid of can actually protect us instead of making us sick. So he is health expert, author, and fellow Radio MD radio show host. And the show is To Your Good Health Radio. Welcome, Dr. David Friedman. Thank you so
Suzanne.
Much.
Dr. Suzanne, great to be here. Great topic.
Great. Thank you. So tell us, you know, what's the bottom line here? Do hand sanitizers work? Do they keep us from getting germs?
Well, the problem is, the big concern is they're alcohol-based, and people wrongly believe that alcohol is the magic immune protector of the skin. The downside is continuous use of alcohol strips away vital skin oils, and it destroys protective cells that naturally keep us safe from infections. So that's the big thing. And then, of course, there's other ingredients besides alcohol. The big one is a bacteria-busting chemical called triclosan. This is labeled as a pesticide by the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, triclosan is so good at killing bacteria, when it's absorbed into the bloodstream, it destroys the delicate balance of friendly intestinal flora known as the good bacteria, which leads to weakened immune system. It also promotes the evolution that we hear a lot about, drug-resistant strains of bacteria, making you more prone to future infections. So, and I'll share one more ingredient. It's called benzophenone 4. That's in hand sanitizers. The Environmental Working Group lists this as a hazardous endocrine-disrupting chemical. Not only does it wreak havoc on hormone production, it's been linked to heart disease and toxicity of the brain. So to answer your question, no, they're not good to use.
That's right. You know, I'm totally aware of hand sanitizers and whatnot because, I mean, I talk a lot about the bioflora on our skin, how the skin flora is very important, just as the flora in our gut. So as you were saying, the triclosan, being that it is a pesticide, it will kill bugs, including the good bacteria on our skin. And alcohol does exactly the same thing on our skin. Right. I believe that hand sanitizers can actually cause a lot of skin diseases. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. It's been linked to contact dermatitis for children. And not only that, it dries out the skin. And like you mentioned, it gets rid of the cells that we need on our skin to protect us. You know, it's so funny how, and I'll just share this, we're such germaphobes that I see these people use these hand sanitizers every 5-10 minutes. It's ridiculous. It starts with children. Parents have this misconception that dirt is a mosh pit of dangerous germs. So they wipe off their kids' hands every time they play in the dirt. Folks, children need to play in the dirt. Researchers at Harvard have showed that millions of bacteria, viruses, and worms in the soil are necessary for the development of a healthy immune system. They also found that early life microbe exposure significantly lowers the occurrence of allergies, asthma, inflammatory bowel diseases later in life. And then, Dr. Suzanne, as adults, we're so afraid of germs, but you know what? If your listeners had a throat culture right now in a lab, they would find hundreds of different types of bacteria living inside their body. As you mentioned, part of the normal human flora. Many of you listening, I hate to break it to you, but you have streptococcus bacteria in your body. You just don't have strep throat. 70% of you have dormant cancer cells in your body. You may not have cancer. See, if you live a healthy life, you eat right, keep your stress levels in check, as you mentioned in that first segment, you make a lousy host for these germs to grow in. That's the key, not hand sanitizers.
I love what you're saying because I'm totally right there with you. I always talk about the terrain. You have to heal your terrain. Terrain basically means your flora, your external flora, which is on your skin, your internal flora. You know, children, the way we get our first exposure to these good bacteria that is part of our immunity is actually through when you are delivered through the vagina. Literally, when you're delivered, where your mother has a healthy bioflora, when you're delivered through mouth first, that's where you get your native flora and your good biotic probiotics for your gut and for your skin. Isn't that right? And then when you're nursing, and you're nursed, of course, breastfeeding, you get the good, healthy bacteria that's living on the skin around the mother's areola and breast. Now, these are all so important to boost your immunity. Now, let me ask you this. When is it, I mean, what can we do? You know, we deal with kids that are sick left and right. And we deal with, when we go into airplanes or everyone's sneezing around us, what do you recommend then? How do we prevent us from getting sick?
One thing, you ask a great question here, and it's something that people don't realize. They're so worried about touching and inhaling somebody's germs from a sneeze or a cough. Actually, our mouth has saliva, our throats have tonsils, our nose has thousands of hairs. All of these act as barriers to protect us from infection. The place we're most vulnerable to germs is the eyes. See, our eyelids have these small holes called punctas, which act as a vacuum, absorbing all the fluid in the eyes directly into our body. So the next time, as you ask, what happens when people sneeze and cough around you, don't just hold your breath, close your eyes. That's the main portal of entry.
I love that. That's a great point. You know, there's a way you can do an eyeball wash as well with a little bit of sea salt and purified water. And you basically put it, you know, with a little glass. And I'm talking one of those shot glasses. You literally fill it up with this water and you can literally wash out your eyeballs. It's great to do, particularly when there's allergies. And when you're more allergic, that's when you're actually opening up your eyes to more bugs, viruses, and bacterias, right?
Definitely, yes. And that's the big thing, is the cope with the eye, though. And while we're talking, you know, degrading the hand sanitizer, there's some alternatives, and it's called soap and water, folks. It's the best thing. It kills them all. You know, these hand sanitizers say they kill 99.99% of germs. That's not true. In fact, there's many germs not destroyed by hand sanitizers. A few examples: Salmonella, E. coli, human parvo, botulism, anthrax, hepatitis, H1N1, norovirus. The list goes on and on. But there's something that kills those germs. It's called old-fashioned running water and soap. So if you got that, if not, you can make your own. There's something called essential oils. You can do a 4-ounce travel-size container, mix 10 drops of oregano, thyme, or rosewood oils in a capful of white vinegar. Add a little aloe if you want for moisturizer. They fit conveniently in a diaper bag, pocket purse, or glove box. And that's a great alternative. And they kill all the microbes, the fungus, the bacteria. It's been proven. So these essential oils are better for you than these hand sanitizers. If you don't have access, Ziploc bag, put a couple lemon slices. Lemon is a natural antibacterial, antioxidant, and has cleaning ability, so it'll clean the dirt too. So carry around lemon juice or lemon slices.
That's perfect. You know, when I go into any situation, especially when I'm flying, when you're flying, I've got an important conference to go to, I've got interviews to give, whatever it is, I make sure that my body is at its healthiest by sleeping well, by eating well, and I carry the silver salt technology. It's a colloidal silver type of formula that will help, and it doesn't affect your skin. But I love the idea. If I'm gonna, if I don't have that silver salt formula, then I will definitely use that lemon juice. That's a great idea. Lemon juice. What is in lemon juice but vitamin C, right? Vitamin C and nutrients to fight off. And inhaling. A lot of people also talk about inhaling, for instance, air aromatherapy with these essential oils, right?
Exactly.
And you can spray it around.
Oh, there's a lot of healing of that. And, it's also a great cleanser for people that want to go green and they're using all these chemicals to clean, and that's another topic. But, you can do some vinegar with some lemon juice, and that'll clean your countertops, get rid of germs and viruses, bacteria, salmonella, you name it. So, you don't have to use these chemicals, especially on your hands when you're trying to fight germs and disease.
That's right. Thanks so much for being here. We learned so much here in such a short period of time that we do not have to be afraid of germs. In fact, microbes are so important to our body. Thank you so much, Dr. Freeman, for such great information. To learn more about Dr. Freeman or read his full article about the dangers of hand sanitizers, go to my Right Radio page on RadioMD.com. Thank you for tuning in. This is Dr. Suzanne on Radio MD. Stay well.